All right, welcome to BRS. Our topic today is on protest and activism. My name is Brandon.
My name is Ryan.
And my name is Sean.
So our first question is when you act out. And the example we had chosen was when 115 was found not guilty. Riots happened in the streets, lots of hate speeches, marches, and vandalism swarmed Garden Heights. What's your take on it?
Well, I found it kind of interesting how the rioters had rioted the minute Khalil died, but rather they started rioting when 115 had been found not guilty. The people gave the system a chance to bring them justice.
I also find it interesting as well because when people don't get what they want or hear something, they don't really like it, they'll lash out.
Well, Brennan, that's just human nature. And back to Sean with the justice. The people in the past have tried to trust the system, but they got betrayed by their own system.
Like with the American Revolution, where people had put faith in the system, only to be slighted by it, forcing them to stand up and fight.
And they did fight back and won the war after hardship and learning about how to actually run a country and establishing their own rights.
And the cause of the rebellion really comes in when you feel that you have your rights unprotected and you feel violated.
Just like the Little Rock Nine in Arkansas.
Exactly. The Little Rock Nine were nine black students attending a mixed school who were blocked by supporters of segregation in the region.
Which caused supporters of the Little Rock Nine to peacefully protest, which had gotten them national publicity.
One thing that brought the attention to this protest was that Dwight Eisenhower sent troops to control this protest. And it's not like anything really did break out, but they were just there to really kind of control it, just to make sure nothing would happen.
Yeah. Nothing violently broke out then, and not much else did. It just gained military support to protect them on their way to school, and it was a successful protest for the most part.
Just like in Ferguson, Missouri, where they had three waves of violent protests, which was similar to the one in Thug. An innocent African-American person was shot by a white cop.
And his rights were improperly violated because, as I said before, when people don't like something they see, they'll lash out, and they did. The situation went out on three waves. Each wave got worse each time. But this is what happens when mistakes like this are made when people speak out like that. Sometimes you don't know what can happen.
Yeah, and each of those ensuing waves just gets worse and worse over time until coming to a head where it has to stop at some point.
And that can lead to our next question, and that is, when is it too far, and how do you stop this? How do you control it?
Well, I'd say when you take a bean sack to the sack.
Well, credit to Sean. That is true. But in all seriousness, whenever people are receiving death threats and when things are being broken or burned down, that's when it is too far, and it really should be stopped at that point.
Yeah, well, I feel the line is more so drawn when a protest becomes a riot. Voices being heard is justice, but violence, when that occurs, it just turns into anarchy.
That's true, Sean, but when things are thrown in riots, like rubber pellets, or people are shot by rubber pellets, that's when the protest goes too far.
Just like in Thug, I mean, the book did have this relatable sense of how it is and kind of what goes down in these sort of protests. And the book really does a good job of giving us, like, this detail on what it's like inside of that wave. And if someone speaks out, this is how the rest of the people can backlash on that.
Yeah, you have to draw a line, though, when your city becomes more of a war zone, not just to protect yourself and your family, but to protect your community and everyone in that.
I agree, because protests aren't always used to benefit society. A lot of times they're out of frustration.
And this is something that occurred with the Trump riots after he was elected. When people participated in these protests, they say that they were doing it for a change, hoping maybe something would happen within the front office of our country, and it came to find out that they were just really frustrated and nothing really was going to change in the first place. And yeah,
it makes sense. Like, I feel those people already had their protest. They had their vote, which was their decision, and no matter how loud they yelled or angry they were, the decision on presidency was not going to be changed by that.
Exactly. They protest with their own votes, but overall they had their voice, and their time in the spotlight, but was it really worth it?
I believe that it was worth it to its extent, but at the same time, it wasn't. By the end of the day, the main thing is that we do have a right to freedom of speech, no doubt about it. And if someone has an opposing opinion against, like, my opinion or anyone else's opinion, obviously I'm going to be completely okay with that. The problem is here is that they overuse that power of freedom of speech to the point where they are hurting others, the community, things like that. And that is where it is not maybe worth speaking out to that point. If you're going to do it right. That's what I would say.
And that really brings us to our final question. What are the pros and cons to all riots, not just peaceful or the violent ones?
Yes, our final question. Sean, take it away.
Okay. Well, in the Hate U Give, the protests have turned riot, getting to the point where many shops were burning and many others were being looted. I feel that the protest was able to get a good amount of publicity for Khalil, but those riots destroyed credibility for the case.
I agree. Credibility was definitely destroyed. Shops being burned down and things being looted is a major con to protests. And not to mention the amount of people being arrested or possibly hurt, maybe killed.
Exactly. For example, in Baltimore, a young man was arrested, and upon arriving at the police station, he had a broken spine and numerous injuries that were not there before the police intervention. Much like in Thug, the protest had gotten attention for the man, but it also brought with it a state of anarchy that consumed the city for weeks, with no lack of destruction or harm to the community.
This young man's death was mostly caused from police brutality. It is now the main reason officers are required to wear a body camera. Also, not to mention the countless devastating protests caused by this very brutality.
The problem with the protests in both the book and at Baltimore was that the main idea of the protest was basically get your voice out, sort of thing, and kind of get your main point out there. And the problem is that when you have the media going out there, there's going to be your con right there. The pro is that you're getting your voice out there. You're going to know what's coming out and what you're fighting for. Here's the con, is that when people will lash out, the media is going to twist your whole point of view of what you're trying to protest for. And they're going to just take everything that you just fought for and throw it away and make it feel like you're just out here looting the streets, looting your shops, vandalizing your houses, whatever the case may be. And it just makes it kind of worse than what you're really actually trying to fight for by the end of the day.
I completely agree, but in total of this whole little chat we had, we discussed three main points. But the ultimate question still stands, which is this all worth the hassle and the pain?
I do think it can be worth the hassle, as long as you have like a good reason to like fight for it. If you don't have a good reason, I just think that it's just not worth your time. It's just a waste.
And that is if it's peaceful. That's the thing. At least it's not having devastating effects such as people being hurt, burned down, stuff like that.
Exactly. As long as it can be like controlled, I feel that your voice can be heard for what you're protesting for. So in that case, yeah, I think it can be worth it, as long as you kind of hold that sort of point.
Yeah, I completely agree with both of you. But it looks like we're out of time, and we'll catch you guys next time.